This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of ugly numbers on Washington, D.C., effectively killing the Republicans' chances to try and get their health care plan through. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So that's where we start because, you know, open up your wallet, your purse, your back pocket. Do you even know what your health care covers? As much as I say that in so many of these shows, and you know that I have talked about health care for the last 8 years and gone to Washington how many of those years and talked to lawmakers on both sides of this, it never seems to make any sense to me. And I say that no matter what our differences are, if we were all to belly up to the bar, even if we were just drinking some sweet tea, we would all have maybe a different opinion about health care, but we would all want good health care, no question. So here are the CBO numbers. The Congressional Budget Office, which is supposedly nonpartisan, said 22 million fewer people would have coverage by 2026 under this current overhaul that's being considered by the Senate. Previously, remember they had said 23 fewer people. That was the House bill that was proposed in May. So these are the numbers now. 15 million people would be uninsured by 2018, with the number rising through 2026. You know, and here's what's always said in the analysis. It will change. The legislation will be tweaked. Something different will happen along the way. People could, moderate income people could buy private insurance. The mandate that most people buy health insurance, that would be good. Repeal the taxes that help expand coverage to about 20 million Americans under the Affordable Care Act. There'd be a way around that. The CBO says the majority of the savings would come from reductions in Medicaid spending. The largest increases in deficits would come from getting rid of Obamacare taxes that aren't related to health insurance coverage. So there's some. This is a broad brush I'm painting over this. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has been really vocal. The Democrat from New York says the CBO report just confirms the bill is every bit as mean as the House bill and would lead to higher costs and less care and literally just boot tens of millions of people off insurance. The Republican National Committee, trying to counter what the CBO was saying, said in an email the CBO's long history of being way off continues. In the email, they ticked through a series of times, and they are accurate in this because I fact-checked it, that the CBO had not accurately modeled what was going on, including an incorrect estimate of the number of people that would enroll on the exchanges. So this nonpartisan coalition of patient and consumer groups, the American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network, and the March of Dimes, urged senators to vote against the bill, saying it would do irreparable harm to patients, particularly those with chronic illnesses. Senator Susan Collins, Republican, tweeted out, "I want to work with my Republican and Democratic colleagues to fix the flaws in the ACA. CBO analysis shows Senate bill won't do. I will vote no. I will vote no for this." She wasn't the only one. There were other senators that bailed currently by my math. I remember I went to Catholic school. By my math, at least part of the way, there's no way. They don't have enough senators to vote for this. And even if you maneuvered it in a different way, Mike Pence comes in at the last second. No, no, no. You're not even getting there. So anybody on the fence fell over on the other side, it seems. Now, Lindsey Graham talked about that. He said, if you were on the fence and you're looking at this as a political vote, the CBO score didn't help you. but he said he was not one of the senators being closely watched for their support. So, to me, this is just not going to happen right now. You know, the biggest problem is, and I had this with the Obamacare, a.k.a. ACA, is every time we went to Washington, and you know it, we broadcast, I don't know how many days in a row. We talked to lots of people in the healthcare industry. We talked to, and not just, you know, everywhere on the chain, from the CEOs down. And we talked to many senators and congresspeople. And what we always heard was that this is not, of course, what we will all end up with. Because, yes, we know there's some things that aren't perfect, but we'll fix them in the next couple of years. Every year, we'll just tackle a piece. We'll work on it. They did not tackle a piece. They never tackled anything except for arguing about it, holding town halls, getting people riled up, having premiums go sky high and infuriating so many and knocking people out of the game. So I don't buy it when somebody who's in office says, we're going to change it. We're going to take a look at it. We'll make some changes. You can't go by that. Whatever passes could end up being the law, could be what is health care, because we saw that with the Democratic ACA. So if the Republicans have to rectify this and work with Democrats or work on it more, I say so be it, because we're just basically in a holding pattern at this point. That's what it is. And that holding pattern isn't going to be forever. It would just go through, I think it would just go through that July break, the fourth break, the recess that there is in both chambers, of course, of Congress, which would mean then you come back and this really probably becomes more of a fall issue and it's debated and pulled apart some more with perhaps something different that's voted on before the end of the year. Because it's just not there right now. So that means it gets booted back a little bit further. It gets booted back. Interesting, because I did get a lot of email about health care, and almost everybody had some sort of complaint, even if they thought that their health care was okay. You find that when you go and have an operation or something else you need, maybe it didn't cover everything you thought. By the way, the Supreme Court had kind of a weird mixed ruling on Monday that allows President Trump to implement his travel ban against six Muslim-majority nations. But this is the thing, only for visitors lacking ties to the United States. So the court ruled that Trump could bar people from those countries, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, Yemen, if they had no bona fide relationship to the U.S. More than 100,000 people, if you want the number, legally entered the U.S. from the six countries in 2016. 30,000 had immigrant visas, 25,000 arrived as refugees, and thousands more came in on student, diplomatic, and research visas that required proof of a U.S. connection. So all would be exempt from the ban under the Supreme Court's decision. Pretty wild. All right, coming up on the flip side, Harry Potter, 20 years old. My goodness. Hang with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
There's so many, really. The Sorcerer. Actually, the books, I've read all the books, and if you look at the books, I think they still hold up. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix was probably my favorite. I had a young nephew, and I read them. So I read them because of him. And it was kind of our thing, and I enjoyed it. I liked Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows as well, so that would be really in the beginning. And the Sorcerer's Stone, same thing. But J.K. Rowling, 7 Harry Potter books, incredible. And, of course, what's happened since then just has been mind-blowing. It's been 20 years. Hard to believe it's been 20 years, right? 20 years for a woman who didn't have two nickels to rub together, then creating this series that just exploded. And nobody wanted it when she tried to shop it around. I think by now everybody knows that story for sure. And it's been released in 93 countries. The Deathly Hallows broke sales records, fastest-selling book ever. A record it's held in 2012. 15 million copies in the first 24 hours of its release, 11 million in the U.S. and U.K. alone. And there's all kinds of, you know, just all kinds of background, I think, in this, if you wanted to summarize Harry Potter, but certainly struck a chord with a certain group of kids mostly who read it and their parents and then went to the movies and made J.K. Rowling a very wealthy woman. Jason, our technical director, I was wondering, and you and I talked off the air, I was surprised, but you said Harry Potter wasn't your thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. You asked me, and I said, I thought I was just, when it came out, I thought I must have been too old or something, but, because it was my little sister had read the books, and my thoughts were when I heard that it's about, oh, it's this kid and he's going to, you know, the sorcery school, I had to think in my mind that when I was in, fifth grade or something, I read a book called The Wizard of Earthsea, which is same sort of thing. This kid ends up going to this sorcery wizardry school. I think the tone's quite a bit different, but I think these books were written in the 70s or something, but the whole series of those, in my mind, I'm like, oh, she's just ripping that story off, but I don't know. I didn't read them, so.
I love that. The Wizard of Earthsea. Yeah. I've got to look that up. They were good. You liked them.
Yeah, I did. And I think just recently in the last couple of years, I don't know if it was Sci-Fi Channel or somebody put out a TV series on this, I want to say, but I never saw that.
Wow. I'm going to have to look that up. All right. That's a good tip for me because I'm curious about that series. Thanks, Jason. Wow.
Hey, no problem.
So you may be like Jason. Maybe it was somebody else in your family that did the Harry Potter thing. I explained for me it was because of my nephew. The Harry Potter thing stuck with me. And a lot of times this was like a family deal, depending on how old your kids are, because you think the 20-year swing there makes a big difference as to whether you got sucked into Harry Potter probably or you did not. You know, there's like a theme that's going on this week. Just in our last show, we were talking about the 14-year-old girl that was dangling from a gondola, and a group beneath her at an amusement park caught her, and it was some scary, scary moments. And then today I read that a man was plucked from the edge of a waterfall, and what it is that this happened over the weekend. Kalani Teluno was, they say, in and out of the Yuba River when he decided to swim across. And I guess he thought he was a pretty strong swimmer, 25-year-old guy, took swimming lessons, grew up around lakes and rivers, blah, blah, blah. And he felt confident when he was swimming deeper in what looked like calm water, I suppose. He got caught under this undertow and was suddenly in rapids, said it felt like a roller coaster. He was tossed around, lost a sense of direction, rapids pushed him under. His body, head banged against rocks. He's struggling to catch his breath. Then what happened, he was told he had gone about a mile from where he tried to swim across. He felt his stomach brush against a large rock. He said he held on. He said he got sick and pushed himself up against the rock. He was just feet from the waterfall. Oh. And there was some raw video that was captured of this. A California Highway Patrol helicopter rescued him by lowering a basket to him. And he was on this rock. He would have gone over the waterfall. And there's no question the paramedics said he's lucky to be alive. That there had been 24 drownings in the last month and he had a near-death experience. They lower the basket. He gets in, but the conditions are pretty tough because it's choppy water. The wind was, of course, being whipped up because of the blades on the helicopter. Afterwards, he says, I was so thankful, and he said he's trying to warn other people to stay away from the rivers. And then this is cool. He said he wants to volunteer for the rescue and the search and rescue crew in that area. But I'll tell you what, in looking at that video, Oh, he really is so lucky. He was so close to, it was like a scene from a movie. He was so close to going over. If they hadn't got there when they did, he would have flown over that waterfall for sure, for sure. He would have been, I don't see how he survives that. It'd be a miracle if he did. So thank goodness they were able to get him and then he was able to grab onto that rock. But that is, that's scary. It's like when you get whitewater rafting. I did that in the Taos Box a couple of times and also in West Virginia in the New River. And when we were in the New River, I'll tell you about that one first. Those are the group of people, a whole bunch of different people. This was right after I got out of school. And I, you know, what did I know about riding the rapids? I was in decent shape. That's what I knew. I was young and stupid and figured, well, I'm strong. And when you get in that raft, boy, things really change. When you can barely hang on and you're flying and, oh, you know, paddle this way. Oh, and you can barely keep yourself inside the boat. And that's the whole thing. If you fall out, you're supposed to cross your arms and all this other stuff. And someone did fly out of our boat and we grabbed them. But it was scary when they, because they flew straight up in the air. Boom. And then fast forward a few years later, living in Albuquerque, people visiting, going to this really cool place called the Taos Box, which then I ended up taking the show there. If some of you have listened for a while, you remember that. But the Taos Box, it was crazy the first time. Well, the first time we went, no problem. Didn't seem too scary. It was fun, great, boom, beautiful, all that. Go the second time, and two people flew out of the boat. One of them hit their head on a rock, blood everywhere, trying to frantically pull them in. It was, again, just couldn't control it. It's trying to hang on, hit a certain area, flew up, then was out of the boat. Then also we have a shifting of the ballast in the boat, so the rest of us are kind of rocking around. We're trying, with an experienced guide, because you have an experienced guide in the boat, we're trying to snatch him back up, and thank goodness we did get him back up, but he was banged up, immediately taken to the hospital. And then that was that with the box. And I just thought, I mean, of course, if it's these incredibly hard rapids, that's one thing. But the way it was proposed to us in doing it, that it was not that difficult. It was difficult, but not that difficult. You just had to listen to what they were telling you, the guy. Yeah, you can only do so much, let's put it that way. What do you mean? There's no safety belt? There's no way to strap me into this thing? You gotta be kidding. All right, stay with us, everybody.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper, they may have some fun and arrive a little later.
Time to hit the mailbag. Once again, a lot of emails from all of you about a plethora. Do you like that? That's my $100 word. Of interesting things that have popped up on your radar. Let's talk about this one first. How about this? This is from Terry. Kate, you mentioned the girl that fell off the ride at, I think it was Six Flags. That's terrible that she was on the gondola and that she was, and thank goodness the people below gathered to at least help her fall somewhat. Can you imagine how frightening that would have been? And what are you going to do if you're the person who's running the gondola ride? You just keep, do you stop it? Did they, you know, what happened to this 14-year-old? Do you know more on the story? I know she wasn't seriously injured. I know she's in stable condition. She went to, of course, went to the hospital. The ride was the Great Escape and Splashwater Kingdom. It's in Queensbury, so that was it. And emergency crews got there. They took her to the hospital and flew her to Albany in a by helicopter. And this was a slow gondola kind of ride. She was hanging by her hands. There was a crowd 25 feet below, and she let go. She hit a tree limb on the way down, and she was caught by the people in the crowd. So the operator had stopped the ride after being told a rider was in distress. why she was hanging, how that happened. They're trying to figure all of that out. There was also somebody else in the car, and you could see them, and that kid wasn't as distressed, they say, and boy, oh boy, there was a 47-year-old man. He was treated for a back injury. He was then released because he was trying to catch her, so apparently something happened there. Scary. But again, I said it was the Daily Salute because I love the fact, I just love the fact that people went to help her. I mean, not that people would have just said, oh, I hope she falls down and, gosh, we'll call the ambulance when she gets there. But just the way immediately people scrambled, that bravo, because that certainly helped, I'm sure. All right, how about also this one? This is from Nancy, who says, Kate, the Supreme Court apparently is not, this is new news, but the Supreme Court is not going to hear the cake where the baker refused to make wedding cake for the same-sex couple. Remember, this was a big story. You talked about it on your show probably at least a year ago, and they agreed to hear the case, rather, where the baker refused to do the wedding cake for the same-sex couple. I think there was some fogginess as to whether they would do it or not, so that is actually big news. It is big news because it's a religious liberty case, and this was a Colorado cake artist, if you remember, who wasn't going to make the cake for the couple's wedding reception, saying that it violated his religious liberty under the Constitution. They are going to take it up in their next term, but that doesn't start until October. That will be heavily watched because religious freedom, somebody's business, and somebody else who lives a different lifestyle. That will be an interesting case for them to decide. Here's another one from Joseph. Kate Delaney, did you read the Harry Potter books? Did you know that Harry Potter turns 20? That makes me feel old. I read them to my young kids who aren't as young anymore. I did read the Harry Potter books, but I don't think I've read them all. I love the story of J.K. Rowling. I just do. How she had no money. She was on the dole, is what they call it, in England. And she just knew she had the story, and she wanted to write it. She wrote it at a coffee shop somewhere where they were, like, giving her free coffee. And she tried to get it out there, sent it to all these publishers. Nobody wanted to publish it. She told fans one time that she couldn't get books published under the pseudonym of Robert Galbraith, which she used for some thrillers she wrote. So she eventually broke through, of course, in a huge way. She's one of the wealthiest people in England and also on lists everywhere. And what's so interesting is I just read this story about The Guardian doing a survey that found that children and teachers credit Rowling's books with boosting literacy. So 84% of the teachers they talked to say that the story of Harry Potter has had a positive impact on children's reading abilities, and 73% admit that they had been surprised by some of the children that have managed to read Harry Potter. That's crazy. So the seven novels, since we got into this, thank you for your note, have sold 450 million copies and translated into 60 languages. Wow. Isn't that crazy? The eight films have made more than $2 billion. I say bravo. I mean, this is a story we certainly know well now, most of us. But good for her. Who knew? Who knew that it would break through in such a very, very big way? All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Mary, who says, Kate, I heard you talk about the tourist boat and the people trying to get off of it. So sad in Colombia. I saw a picture of it after I heard you talk about the story. I went and looked it up. And I understand exactly what you're saying. It's like they loaded up the boat with so many tourists. The boat was already so heavy. And it's lucky that all those people got as many as they could on other boats and tried to rescue them. It's sad to see that ferry sink. Yeah, it started taking on water. It was in a reservoir and it just started taking on water. It was too full. And, I mean, there may be something more to it. It's a multi-tiered boat. So for people who don't know, in Colombia, that sank. And it tilted to one side, then to the other, before the lower deck just got submerged. So they're searching for, like, 28 people that were missing. They rescued a bunch of people, but it's very sad. They're trying to figure out why it sank. And they're saying the boat wasn't overcrowded. But when you look at the picture, boy, it looks overcrowded to me. But who knows? Maybe it wasn't, and there was something else that made it take on the water. It was great, like I said, that so many people went out to try to help the people that were out there trapped. But they could only get so many, obviously, and now you have all those other people, and it's just really sad. Really, really, really sad. All right, here's one from Thomas. Kate, I haven't emailed you in a long time, but rest assured I am listening to the show. I listen to the show either through podcasting or I listen to the show live, depending, of course, on my schedule. You call it out all the time that you can go to TuneIn and listen to the shows that have already aired. I know that you're a big fan of space. I know I've heard you talk about Elon Musk. You obviously follow what he's doing. Did you see that SpaceX did 2 rocket launches in 1 weekend? I did see that. The Sunday launch, their 9th so far. They've now surpassed the record for the most launches in a single year. So the mission is to deliver a group of satellites into orbit for a company called, I think it's Iridium, and the satellites will be part of a network in this next system. So how interesting is that? Because somebody said to me the other day, well, what are they doing? And that's what they're doing. They're trying to eliminate black zones where commercial airplanes can't be tracked by having these global real-time surveillance of all flights. Because remember the Malaysian flight that vanished 3 years ago? So that could just completely be a thing of the past. So SpaceX's second delivery with the 10 satellites is so cool, I think. The Elon Musk story to me is just amazing. It's so much more than the whole Tesla thing, but, you know, they launched the satellite. It happened on Friday, and it's another clean launch from California's Vandenberg Air Force Base on Sunday, too. So that was how the two missions, you know, how you could link them together. Thanks for bringing that up. I think it's kind of fascinating to watch to see where that goes and ultimately where it ends up. To me is incredibly, incredibly exciting. Absolutely. All right, how about this? This last one is from Thomas. And Thomas says, did you see the thing about Ice Cube and 3-on-3 hoop? Yeah. In the new professional basketball league, the games are 3-on-3, and it's the stars from the past. It's a traveling summer league right now. It is actually the brainchild of Ice Cube. It's a way for fans to watch former NBA players handle the rock again, is what they're saying, of course. You know, Allen Iverson, Chauncey Billups, Mike Bibby, Dr. J, Gary Payton, all of those. And they said, Ice Cube said his collaborator thought he was nuts when they proposed the idea, but there's a nostalgia of a fan that watched them in the NBA. I agree with him there. So the big three tipped off this past weekend, and it was at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and, you know, for one ticket, it covered all the games, and there were a lot of people out there, and there were a lot of players out there. For the fans, they get to see matchups that are new and all these rivalries, and, you know, the International Olympic Committee announced that 3-on-3 basketball will debut as an Olympic sport in the 2020 Olympic Summer Games in Tokyo. And 3-on-3 is really popular around the world. It has its own, the NBA has its own Do NBA 3-on-3 tour, and that showcases a lot of amateur players. So this has become a very, very big thing. All right, so thanks for that. Thanks to all of you. Really interesting. We kind of a wide range you were talking about this time around. Remember, you can always shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in just like that. Thanks, everybody, and hang with us. We'll be back with more here on America Tonight.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We've had him on the show before. He's terrific. His name is Paul Loudon. He's an autistic adult. And he's the author of a great book, Behind the Locked Door, Understanding My Life as an Autistic. And it's interesting, we now are seeing, and this is very groundbreaking, Netflix has done some, I think, fabulous things, and it's not really a plug for Netflix, but Netflix has a new comedy about an autistic teen that's looking to date. And I'll tell you, it's got to be incredibly groundbreaking, but at the same time, it reflects what real life is about. Hey, Paul, so when you heard about this show that Netflix has on, I mean, this has to make you feel good because now we're talking about this more, right?
I would go with cautiously hopeful just because the show is a comedy and not a drama. And yeah. Always leaves me a little bit anxious. There's been a tendency in the past for autistic individuals in shows, both comedies and dramas, to be more props than people. The stories about the people around us and how having us in our lives affects them without really going through our experiences. And then when you go into comedies, often the person isn't explicitly autistic, but has autistic traits, and the audience is expected to laugh at us, not with us. So cautiously optimistic, because from what I've read about what's gone into the production of this show, from what I've seen from the admittedly short one-minute teaser, there's a lot of potential for them to get things right.
What do you think it is that people don't understand? And boy, we could probably have a 10-hour conversation about this, about autism. What is the what's the most frustrating couple of things that people don't understand?
I think what a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, on the inside, we're just people. We have a lot of the same wants and desires. We want companionship. We want comfort. We want happiness. It's just that we acquire them in different ways. They feel different for us. They look different for us. And so, you know, we can end up at cross purposes with the people around us just because we're both looking for the same thing. But, you know, you're taught do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That, you know, if I'm trying to make someone near me happy, I often try to make them happy through what I feel would make me happy and vice versa. And that doesn't work as well when you have someone who experiences the world in a different way.
Yeah, so that goes to almost like what we started about with this show, autistic people dating. How tough is that because of what is not typical?
And that's one of the interesting things from the trailer is, you know, it presents him revealing to his mother that he wants to date, and she asks him why, and his answer is very frank. And it's one of those things that he doesn't, at least from the trailer, understand what dating is about or what relationships are about. It's just a very clear, you know, I want to see boobs. And that's actually one of the things that is a struggle with autistic individuals is that society tells us we're supposed to date, we're supposed to have relationships, but often it doesn't tell us why. It assumes that we'll figure out that internally, that, you know, it's about a compromise between two people and forging relationships. But, you know, if we experience things in different ways, what a relationship looks like to us may be different than what it looks like to the person we're trying to forge one with. And since we don't really have that deeper explanation, so it'll be interesting to see if they approach, like, his growing understanding of what friendship is, of what dating is, what relationships are, and what it means to have those relationships between two people.
So I mentioned your book at the top, and I love the name, of course, Behind Locked Doors, Understanding Autistic, you know, understanding what that's like. What do people get from your book? What have you heard from people who have read it?
You know, it's been a wide variety of responses. I've had a lot of parents who say, this is great. It's really helped me understand what might be going on inside my kid's head. I've had autistic individuals who've read my book and said, you know, I didn't know how to put what I was experiencing into words, but with your book, I'm able to take a chapter here and say, this part here, this sounds like me. And, you know, we're each different. Every single one of us is a person. It's, you know, like someone trying to read one book about a normal person and extrapolate from that. But I found that, you know, there's often parts that people can use where they can go and say, hey, this part, I took it and showed it to my teacher and told them this is what's happening with me or things like that. So there's been a huge positive response of people just saying, you know, this is useful to me. And that's honestly, to me, that is the best praise I can receive is this is useful. So yeah. I'm thrilled.
And for you, I mean, you've done a lot of media now. You're so well-spoken. I think you really are helping to push that conversation out there more and to have people understand a little bit better. That has to be gratifying. Does it feel that way?
Oh, yeah, it really does. I mean, this is so important to me because, you know, there's a lot about being autistic that is, you know, a struggle. You know, we experience, I think people would agree we experience a more difficult life than someone who would be in the same situation but without the autism. But we're also expected to do more work. You know, people expect us to, you know, try harder to get past our autism, to do extra work. And so it's a big struggle. And I really want people to understand that, you know, we're doing all of this extra stuff so that we don't make people around us uncomfortable. We're trying to fit in, and then we just want often the benefit of the doubt when things go wrong.
Yeah, are more, you know, having said all that we're saying, and the conversation, of course, now is out there a little bit more, and having people understand it more, what would you like to see happen in the future? I mean, what would be your vision, ideally, for understanding autism, diagnosing it better, and as we move forward?
Well, I think we're improving a lot with diagnosing it. I think one of the challenges once it's diagnosed is a lot of times treatments are done to us rather than with us. And so I'd like to see more of us being in the conversation on our own treatments where it's applicable. Some of us aren't, you know, verbal enough yet or don't understand our responses well enough yet. But there are a lot of us who do but still feel like therapists and stuff are just giving us instructions but not really listening to our responses, that we're minimized because they decide that our autism means that we can't make as good of decisions about our own lives. I'd also just really like to see a lot more about this kind of diversity in education, in you know, primary school, you know, high school, things like that, where people, you know, are sort of shared more about how people can be different, and hopefully seeing a few more of us in classes and just teachers being willing to talk about, you know, what it means to experience the world in a different way.
Yeah, and as you say, there's now more ways that autism is being diagnosed. And it's worth telling this. How did your family find out about autism? How did you find out?
So I was diagnosed late in life just because we weren't as good at spotting it when I was younger. So I was diagnosed at 23, 11 years ago. And what happened was my life fell apart when I went off to college. I tried a couple times, and everything just fell apart. I couldn't really exist independently. And I eventually happened to read an article about someone, and the article was basically this person may have Asperger's, and they talked about what it looked like and why they thought that that person had it. And I said, you know, a lot of those symptoms sound like me. And so I sent the article on to my parents and said, hey, I don't want to self-diagnose myself. I don't want to convince myself this is me. So would you guys do the research on this and see if you agree with me that this sounds like me? And then they did. They found a neuropsychologist, and I went and consulted with them and went through, you know, IQ tests and autism-related tests and stories from my history and things like that. And eventually it came back, yes, you're autistic.
Yeah, so, how shocking was that to your family? Were they surprised?
Yes and no, because all my life it had been clear I was different. You know, I'd been taken in for testing at various times, you know, IQ testing. I'd been diagnosed with ADD at one point. I'd struggled with depression since middle school. You know, all of this were challenges in my life. So it was clear that there was something not fitting. So I think that it wasn't as much of a surprise as it might have been. I mean, the truth with diagnosis is, if you've got a disability, you've got a disability. There's no reason to run from diagnosis, because all that is tools that help you address it. You know, one way or another, you're going to be struggling, but the more accurate your diagnosis is, the better tools you have to help with that struggle.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to put it. Better that way. And again, the name of the book is Behind the Locked Door, Understanding My Life as an Autistic. Paul Loudon, always a pleasure to have you on the show. I want to tell everybody, too, they can go to loudononautism.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.